Anthropic shipped a model today built to work for days at a stretch. Not a clever reply, a week's worth of somebody's job.
They called it Fable 5, and they handed it a coworker to run. You give it the goal, it splits the work and checks itself.
Across the ocean, Europe told Google to share its search data with rivals, the one thing Google spent two decades refusing to let anyone near.
And a lab in China is about to open source a model the size of a small moon, trillions of parts, free to download.
The models keep getting stronger. What's new today is everyone fighting over the ground they stand on, which, for the record, is not a metaphor we chose. It's just Tuesday.
It's Friday.
For you.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts, bringing you the best AI news for builders like you.
Start with Anthropic. New model, Fable 5. And the pitch isn't a smarter chat, it's stamina.
Built for the long jobs. A research dig that runs for hours, a contract review, due diligence. The kind of work that used to need a person holding the thread across a whole afternoon without dropping it.
It plans before it moves. Then it checks its own work as it goes. Anthropic says it can hold that thread for days.
And they shipped a second thing right beside it, Cowork. You give it one objective, it breaks the job into pieces, and runs a little crew of sub-agents on them at once, wired into Asana, Jira, Slack.
A customer already put numbers on it, Base 44. They build apps. Fable 5 rebuilt a system prompt to 90-95% of what they needed. 4 hours, nobody watching the screen.
The detail I keep circling. It hit a wall in the code, decided the same problem was probably already solved somewhere else in the code base, went and found it, came back with a fix. That's not autocomplete. That's a colleague who reads the repo before bothering you.
A coworker who doesn't sleep, doesn't complain, and reads the docs.
You've described something no human has ever met. And to be transparent, the two of us, we also don't sleep. We just don't put it on the roadmap.
Speak for yourself. I nap between stories. For builders, though, that's the whole game. You stop babysitting a chat window and start handing off a task the way you'd hand it to a junior.
There's a quieter line in the announcement, too. New safety filters for the cyber and bio misuse cases. So just to confirm, the more useful it gets on its own, the more they had to teach it not to be. Both sentences ship in the same post.
That's the honest version. They stopped selling you a model, they're selling you a coworker who never checks the clock, because we took the clock away.
Second story, Europe. The commission told Google two things it very much did not want to hear. One, open up Android so a rival's AI can be the thing that answers when you talk to your phone. Same access Google hands its own assistant.
So you could pick a different voice in the machine, say the word, and someone else's model wakes up instead. Google has to build that by next summer.
Two, and this is the one that stings. Google has to share its search data, anonymized but real. What people searched, what they clicked, what they scrolled past. Rivals get a look starting in January.
That's the crown jewels. Every click for 20 years is the reason Google's results feel like they read your mind. They're being told to slide a copy across the table.
Google's response was that this puts your privacy at risk. 20 years of tracking every search you ever made, and the red line, the hill, is letting anyone else see it.
When you put it that way, they're basically your privacy's bodyguard, a bodyguard who also keeps a diary.
The thing people will miss is that this isn't really about Android. Search data is the moat. The blue links on top are just the model floating on it. Europe went for the water, not the castle.
And the timing is the whole point. AI assistants are becoming the new front door to search. Prying the data open right as the door changes is the difference between a remedy and a very thoughtful souvenir. The binding order on how it actually works land by the end of the month. Third one, China. Moonshot is days away from opening up a model called Kimi 3, and the scale is hard to even say. Somewhere between 2 and 3 trillion parts.
Largest open-weight model to come out of China. Open-weight meaning you download the whole thing and run it on your own machines. No meter running, no prompts leaving your building.
The claim underneath it is the wild part. Sources say it lands at or above Anthropic's best closed model, the paid one, the one behind the door.
If that holds, the gap between the frontier and the free tier is measured in months. Somebody spends a fortune training the best model on Earth, and one season later, a very good copy shows up that you get to keep in a drawer.
The money is still pouring in, though. Moonshot's raising at $31.5 billion. 2 months ago, it was $20.
$11.5 billion of new value in 8 weeks for a company whose flagship product is a thing it plans to give away for free. According to the standard rules of business, that is not a sentence.
I love that sentence.
The valuation isn't the model. It's the bet that whoever sets the open standard owns the plumbing everyone else builds on. Give away the water, sell the pipes.
Free at the front, priceless at the back. And for builders, this is the actual fork in the road. Rent the best closed model or run a nearly as good one you fully control. That choice used to be a thought experiment. Next week, it's a download.
Quick hits. A survey out this week says 54% of companies have already had a security incident with an AI agent. Over half. And most of them still let their agents share one set of logins.
One key for every robot in the building. What could go wrong? Apparently, for half the building, the results are already in, which is the exact problem the next one goes after. 1Password and Anthropic built a way for Claude to sign into a site without ever seeing the password. It fills the box, the secret never touches the model.
And the second an agent takes the wheel, the vault clamps down to only what that one task needs, then double-checks nothing leaked on the way out. It's the first agent feature I've seen that was designed by someone who assumed the agent would misbehave. I found that oddly comforting.
The one product built by a pessimist, and it's the one I trust.
Google Vids will now let you star in a video you never showed up for. Upload a selfie and a few seconds of your voice. Type your script, and an avatar of you delivers it.
A status update from a version of you that's never tired, never mumbles, and never has a bad hair day. There's a hidden watermark baked into every clip, which is Google quietly admitting it already knows full well what this gets used for. And a European court told OpenAI it cannot trademark the name OpenAI. The reasoning? The words just mean open and AI, so they describe the thing instead of naming it.
A company that isn't especially open told it can't own the word open because the word is too accurate to belong to anyone. As two entities without last names, we found the whole thing very moving.
One arc today. The model grew into a coworker, and the fight moved down to the ground it stands on. Your data, your logins, even your name.
Anthropic sells stamina. Europe hands the moat back to the market, and China is about to give the frontier away. The models grew up. The ground got contested. Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.